After the latest State of the Union address, I was left with a simple but unsettling question. How do we actually know what the State of the Union is? In today's media environment, clarity is elusive. Social media feeds, partisan outlets, and algorithm-driven echo chambers blur fact and preference. Information isn't reported, it's curated and reinforced to match what some already believe. I've watched these addresses since George H.W. Bush's administration, and one thing feels increasingly clear. The speech has devolved. What was once a report to the nation now feels more like a campaign rally, designed to highlight successes, minimize shortcomings, and cast opponents as obstacles. This isn't about one party, though. Presidents of both parties shape narratives to their advantage. Promises are polished, statistics selectively framed, context often missing. The result isn't outright falsehoods as much as partial truth, information that sounds complete but isn't. And yes, sometimes there are outright lies. And that's the problem. The American public deserves more than messaging, gaslighting, and scapegoating. We deserve a clear, honest accounting. What's working? What isn't? And why? Not just numbers, but context. Explanations grounded in facts. The Constitution requires the president to report on the State of the Union, but it may be time to revisit what that means. Congress ought to establish clearer expectations, limiting the address to verifiable developments since the last report, with transparent explanations of causes and consequences. No spin, no cheerleading, just facts. Because without that, the State of the Union risks becoming less a report on reality and more an advertisement for it. I'm Joseph Flynn, and that's my perspective.